Washington. Mass layoffs of U.S. federal workers are set to begin within 2 days, the White House warned, as lawmakers continued to clash over the first government shutdown in nearly 7 years. The shutdown began on Wednesday after Republicans and Democrats in Congress failed to pass a new spending plan before the midnight deadline. A vote to end the shutdown failed just hours after it began, and the Senate subsequently adjourned, raising fears the standoff could last longer and disrupt hundreds of thousands of jobs while costing the U.S. economy billions in lost output. At a White House briefing on Wednesday, Vice President J.D. Vance accused Democrats of playing political games. If they are so worried about the effect this is having on the American people, and they should be, what they should do is reopen the government, not complain about how we respond, he said. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt added that mass job cuts would occur within 2 days. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, she said, adding that, Democrats put us in this position. The shutdown has reignited a bitter blame game between the parties. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer earlier accused Republicans of trying to bully Democrats into accepting their funding plan. Democrats have demanded guarantees on healthcare funding for lower-income Americans before agreeing to a spending deal. Republicans, controlling both chambers of Congress but lacking the 60 votes needed to pass a bill, have pushed a temporary stopgap measure to fund the government at current levels until mid-November. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, criticized Republicans' approach. Why are they boycotting negotiations? I've never witnessed this in my life. The matter is the government will open when Republicans get serious about it, talking to Democrats, he said. Republicans have argued the healthcare extensions sought by Democrats would increase taxpayer costs and cover programs established during the COVID-19 pandemic that are no longer necessary. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said that, it's about the American people. Democrats have taken the American people hostage in a way that they think benefits them politically. Essential workers, including border agents and military personnel, may continue working without pay, while non-essential federal employees will be placed on temporary unpaid leave. Analysts estimate the current shutdown could be larger than the 2018 shutdown, potentially affecting around 40% of federal workers, roughly 750,000 people. Some furloughs were already in effect on Wednesday. The White House has also indicated that permanent layoffs could be necessary if the shutdown continues. Let's be honest, if this thing drags on, we are going to have to lay people off, Vance said. The White House has denied claims that Democrats are seeking health care benefits for undocumented migrants, a point disputed by Vance. Nowhere have Democrats suggested that we're interested in changing federal law, said House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Public details of potential layoffs remain limited. The White House Budget Chief Russell Vought briefed Republicans behind closed doors on the plans. On Capitol Hill, there was little momentum toward a resolution on Wednesday. There's nothing to negotiate. There's nothing we can pull out of this bill to make it any leaner or cleaner than it is, said Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. Another vote on a short-term funding measure proposed by Republicans is expected on Friday.